I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of people who have died from the COVID-19 virus is shy of 100,000, with about 1.6 million confirmed infections. The U.S. has more than 16,000 deaths and about a third of the number of worldwide infections. With the federal stockpile drained of protective gear, states are turning to one another, private industries, and anyone who can donate in a desperate bid to get respirators, gloves, and other supplies to doctors, nurses, and other frontline workers. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services confirmed Wednesday that the federal cupboard is officially bare, at least through this month, after it was able to fulfill just a sliver of states' request. States already have begun working together, whether it's forming regional alliances to create greater purchasing power or sending excess supplies to hotspots. Tentative signs of hope emerged Thursday that the coronavirus pandemic was peaking as the European Union sealed a rescue package to help the hard-hit continent, with the deal passing a 94,000, actually 100,000, there remained plenty of grim news, with the IMF warning that the world was dipping into a new Great Depression and new data showing the United States has shed a massive 17 million jobs in a matter of weeks. Hospitalizations did drop in several countries, though. The United Nations Secretary General is warning that the coronavirus pandemic is threatening international peace and security. Antonio Guterres warned the UN Security Council this can potentially lead to an increase in social unrest and violence that would greatly undermine the ability to fight the disease. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A staggering 16.8 million Americans have been thrown into the unemployment rolls in just 3 weeks, underscoring the terrifying speed with which the coronavirus outbreak has brought world economies to a near standstill. China on Friday reported 42 new coronavirus cases, 38 of them imported, along with one additional death in the hardest-hit city of Wuhan. Another 1,169 suspected cases, or those who tested positive but were not showing symptoms, were being monitored under isolation. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved out of intensive care, where he has been treated for the new coronavirus, as his government told Britons to prepare for several more weeks in lockdown. In a statement Thursday, his office said that Johnson has been moved from intensive care back to the ward, where he will receive close monitoring during the early phase of his recovery. It said he was in extremely good spirits. Johnson had been in intensive care for 3 days after his symptoms worsened. News of Johnson's improving condition was welcome across this political spectrum and by U.S. President Donald Trump. California has seen its first daily decrease in intensive care hospitalizations during the coronavirus outbreak. Governor Gavin Newsom said the number of ICU placements declined by 1.9% Wednesday. He said the decline was encouraging, but he did urge people not to read too much into it. Newsom has said that the number of ICU hospitalizations is a key indicator for how many health care workers and medical supplies the state needs. Newsom also said California hospitals are using about one-third of their ventilators. He said about 1,000 ventilators are available. California has had more than 19,000 cases. A staggering 16.8 million Americans again thrown into unemployment rolls in just 3 weeks. And presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden is joining a growing call for the release of comprehensive racial data on the coronavirus pandemic. He says has put a spotlight on inequity and the impact of structural racism. Biden's Medium post on Thursday said he is joining Democratic congressional members Ayanna Pressley, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and others, who have called for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other agencies to release more data. Biden said he also wants income data released as well to better help allocate resources to communities in need. He acknowledged this is a difficult time for all Americans, though. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my
mama, eh, mama, eh, mama, eh.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the great continent will come knocking on your doors again today. So relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Mohammed King Milan Bangura from Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of young artists with disability. But I tell you, these ladies are so wonderful and they are called the Great Walpolians. So King Milan of Sierra Leone will be talking to them later on. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling with Wire Wire, the sound of Baby Cool from Uganda. And right after that, Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Chelete Good Life by Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zulu of South Africa. But Wire Wire is our first track today by Baby Cool of Uganda.
Rod, bad girl, you are nice. Unta demu kasunda bas. Holy wa beat, holy wa laisi. Kule tere kuchi kuba passage. Hey, holy kwa original. Toli muchukule ntoba over China. Kasusu kali kwa original. Kwa ulo mchamula. Kwa kala nyohira undi momusai. Wantambu zalu jikile kukagali. Ulu sinturu na nene buzantino zani. Zani kumenyele kumutani.
Kuna And if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Vandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Yes, I people do for money. Things that our people do for money.
Good Life, Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zolo of South Africa, and right before that was Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Waya Waya by Bebe Cool of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. Later on today, King Milan Bangura in Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of youngsters, and they are people with physical disabilities, but I tell you, that is not debarring them from doing what they're supposed to do in life. And so we'll be talking to the Great Walpolians later on. I'm David Vandy, and I'll be right back on the show.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Take a trip now with K-Man, popularly known as Bingo Man of Sierra Leone, in Confession. And right after that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Soleil by Jekoria Fanta featuring Levy Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. But Confession right now by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone.
Love me like you, girl, make her confess. from you. And even if not future contest, not a woman, not fit compete with you. Not fit compete with you. Not only you sabi, now you sabi, now you sabi console me. Me and you know they ever fall apart. Baby, our love is so strong. Even when we break up, we make up. Now you me had the beat for non-stop. Now you me had the beat for non-stop. So deep in love with you.
Baby, this time in confession,
I'm so deeply in love with you.
On the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Via Fanta, featuring Levi Bobo. Allez, allez.
Tanto yo fansule wamita na ngomba su. Tanto yo fansule wamita na ngomba su. Marasule bere muna nambara su. Marasisi bere muna nambara su.
Jacoria Fanta featuring Levi Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. And before that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Confession by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone. The African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away when I come back. King Milan of Sierra Leone will talk to the great Walpolians and we will enjoy their music.
Hey, hi, this is Nilante. K-N-I-I-L-A-N-T-E, a.k.a. Singer the One from Ghana, West Africa. Keep listening to the African beat with host David Vandy. Do-do-do-ka, do-do-ra-bash.
You are listening to your most favorite show on your airwaves, the African beat from the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Remember, we come to you Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905 from South Sudan. All right, and now, the Great Walpolians are the group that we'll be talking about with King Milan from Sierra Leone. But let me just give you a little background. The Great Walpolians is a musical band established by the OFP, comprising of 15 youngsters with different abilities, celebrating love, peace, and hope. These powerful and radiant artists are passionate about singing, dancing, and acting. They've got everything. This group is comprised of a visually impaired playing the piano, physically challenged and able-bodied person singing while the hearing impaired is dancing and singing at the same time. So you see, we have all of these people put together, and they say our disability cannot stop us from becoming who we want to become in life. So they are coming together as the Great Walpoleans, and their group was founded in 2008 at Walpole Street in Sierra Leone. So we'll now go over to King Milan in Sierra Leone as we bring you this great interview and some good music from these lovely people. I'll be right back after this.
I knew how it would feel to be free.
I am Nacelle Josephine Johnson.
You born blind?
Yes, I was born blind.
My name is Salima Tulaga, a.k.a. Lady S. And I'm the leader for the Great Wapola, a brand ambassador for One Family People, and also a youth champion supported by the UNFPA. You know, I've been doing life skill training and also, again, doing community engagement, meeting with stakeholders and the parents also, again, you know, trying to train these girls for them to be who they want to be in future. You know, many people out there do not know what they want to be or who they are. But, you know, through the support of One Family People, they motivated me, they give me the skill, give me the knowledge, then they open a platform for me where I can be able to mentor other people also again. And this which I've been doing with both able and non-disabled children in the community.
Presently, I am with the Great Walpoleans Band. I am doing music and also a field facilitator for One Family People, where I do my weekly life skill training sessions with adolescent boys and girls, disabled and non-disabled, to build their confidence, for them to be self-disciplined, and for them to be free in decision-making. And I'm also a Young African Leaders Initiative Fellow, which is known as the YALI. I've just come back. I went through a 5 weeks training in Ghana.
But as a disabled person, as and somebody that have gone through all what you're saying, I'm made to understand you went to the government model secondary school, mixing up with people that are able as well. What was the challenge so far that you went through?
Well, in the initial stage, this challenge was breaking down this barrier, because as we all know, in the early stage, the mindset of people, we are different. You know, people, we are seeing persons with disability as they are not important in society. So breaking the barrier was a big challenge. But as time goes on, it all ended, because I tell them that, I try to show them that despite my condition or situation, I can still make it, and I can do it more than what the able people can do.
Beautiful. I think I'll come again to you, but let me come again over to my dear sister. How did you come about meeting this One Family People?
Yeah, I came about meeting this One Family People. First of all, I've been hearing them, what they're doing, because when I was small, I was into music. The Milton Magai School for the Blind, the former headmaster, the great Mr. Sam Campbell.
He's late now.
Yes. He discovered the talent in me that I would be a great singer one day. He told me that. And so we've been meeting in programs, and I found what they're doing very interesting and also inspiring. So I said, I need to join them, because together there would be a one voice, and the voice, not only a one voice, a very strong voice that would send a positive message for persons with disability to be part of society.
I think it's right time for me to come over to the leader right now in terms of talking about campaign songs, you know, advocacy song anyway. But now you've got two songs that you definitely want to showcase right now. Let's talk a little bit about this one right now. This song called Leave No One Behind. What is this all about?
Well, the Leave No One Behind is a call for us to come together as one. Coming together as one to make development. You know, everybody is important in society. That's why we come up with the song, We Leave No One Behind.
So what's your take so far on this song?
Over the years, persons with disability has been left out in all aspects, I would say, like education, participation, employment, and all walks of life. So we did this song to remind our leaders for them to take the responsibility that all disabled should not be left behind in the decision-making process, in all aspects of development.
Leave no one behind.
Well, let me come over now to Adi. You're one of the brain behind this wonderful group, and you've been fighting hard, doing all the things that you've been doing right now, and they are now showcasing themselves in a different way. What brought this passion?
My passion came about right from my childhood, and I started like with my other girls, my age mate. We started thinking alike and we came together. We started because we had passion for music. We love music. It is part of us. And when I was growing up, I used to see my father training people music, drama, to sensitize, to educate people. I came to visit. I moved around the city and I saw so many persons with disabilities begging around, moving around, but I was interested in the girls and the children. I was trying to talk to them, trying to find out what are they doing in the street, what brought them there, whether they have a family, and whether they have a dream, how are they going to, you know, follow that dream and all those things. I was having these concerns, and I discovered that these children were protected by persons with disabilities who are living in the street. And we visited because I also have my boss. We went to Wapo Street, where there were over 150 persons with disabilities and families living in a dilapidated building. We discovered that there are many organizations, big and small organizations, that are really working on the right of the child, like supporting children's programs. There were many programs on children, you know, a lot of attention on children, women and girls, but there was little on disability. Then with my team, we started reflecting. Are we going to paint a house that has been painted?
Wow. Okay.
Are we going to continue? So what do we do? And then we said, okay, let's work on disability. Let's give it a try. But we have no knowledge also how to work with these people. And most time people say, oh, they are violent, they are troublemakers, don't go near, they will harm you. You know, so people were intimidating us not to go close. But we went. We challenged that. We said, okay, we want to experience. That is your own experience. Don't use your experience to limit us or to stop us. So we came close, and then we started like coming and going, and along the line we stayed.
But tell me a little bit about the setting up of this Wapolian group.
Yeah, when we decided to live with them in Wapo Street, like Lady S said, first we tried to do talent identification. What can you do? What do you have? And then before the talent identification, we tried to be a mirror for them, letting them see how society perceive them, what society think of them, and then also give them the chance to reflect and try to change their ways and organize them, set up their executives, you know, put law and order inside the house, showing different talent like singing, acting comedy, you know, acting drama, dance, making animal sounds, and different skills. It's more than 10 years. It's more than 10 years. But then during this talent identification, so we discovered that majority of them were singing. And then we agree, okay, let's start with the music.
I meant to understand I love MC Light so much. And not only that, you did this, you also partake in this song, Leave No One Behind, where Ackman was featured, and you also did a rap there. Could you please give me an a cappella on that?
Leave no one behind is a code of honor in warfare. As a soldier, do not leave no one behind in poverty terrain. We ain't gonna give up, just to let you know this.
Cause we break all barriers and change negative mindsets for disabilities. South to South cooperation is what I'm wishing for. Social welfare, what are you waiting for? Now is the time to fulfill the promise. 2030 sustainable development goals. The whole world is preaching to make a big change, to include all people with disabilities.
I want to give special thanks to the Freetown City Council, who believed in this group when we were living in the streets. They were supporting and giving the group a platform where they practice their talent in terms of singing. And I also want to give special thanks to the Special Court for Sierra Leone, who also gave the group the platform and then spotlighted them in all their activities. And then Handicap International as well. These were in early stage. They were there supporting the group under Sandra Amon. And I also want to thank the International Child Development Initiative, ICDI, and the Dutch government, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And also, I want to also thank the Lilian Foundation in the Netherlands, who is One Family People's strategic partner in Sierra Leone. And they have been supporting us. Through their support, we are able to send over 400 children with disability to school, provide them medical and livelihood support for their families.
And also, I want to give thanks to Link Africa for supporting the campaign. After MISIO Foundation, UNDP Guinea, our mother Ministry of Social Welfare, and for real, UNDP Sierra Leone. And also our celebrities, Esther Michael Ackman, for joining us in this song, Leave No One Behind.
Leave no one behind.
We leave no one behind.
Great World Bullets, OMB, Hardy Maxen.
Madam Adebi, most of the songs that you've done so far are cover copy songs, you know, and we want to know why are you using most of the songs being done way back, you know, what the reason?
We are activists, and we love music, and what we also learn over the years is that music is part of every human being. People love it when people listen. And these songs that we have used, we remix. These are songs that inspired us, and the singers like Rihanna. Rihanna is a role model to so many girls all over the world, and more especially in Africa, you know. And she's also an activist, and she's advocating for children to have access to education. I think using their music, we are not using it for commercial purposes. We are using it for change, for development, for inclusion, for acceptance. That's what we are using these songs for. We are not using it to make money. We are not doing music to make money. We are doing music to change people, to let people see the reality and to see the potentials in them and see potential around them and transform their country, transform their life and the life of people around them. So we just use it, and I hope they will be happy and proud, and I hope that they will join us in this campaign, in this journey for inclusion.
It is nice so much, and I want to thank you so much, Madam Adi, and of course thanks to Eddie Emmanuel as well, and of course my great brother Mr. Bangura, who they are representing other 24 that are members of this Great World Pullians. But now we're talking to the leader, who is Salima to Lagan, of course to Nazel as well. I'm gonna give now the a cappella on this song, because we're gonna close with a song called Sierra Leoneans, Let's Come Back.
Sierra Leoneans, come back. With a beautiful cultural heritage, you and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Well, thank you so much, great King Milan of Sierra Leone and the great Walpolians, for that beautiful interview and some good music. Well, we hope to be getting back in touch with you guys, okay? Welcome to the African Beat if you're just joining me on The Voice of America. Don't go away. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
My name is Denard Dennis of Style Goals. All the way from South Sudan, I always listen to the African Beat with David Vandy on The Voice of America.
And it's good to be back. Thank you so much for being with us on the African Beat today. Yope in the Remix is our next track that we're going to play. And it's done for us by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. And we will climax today with Bless Somebody by Sierra Leone's Rebecca Arthur Wright, one of the key pioneers of the One Nation Gospel Concert that will be taking place in Sierra Leone on the 7th and 8th of March, organized by the Office of the First Lady of the Republic of Sierra Leone, on the 7th at the Bintoumani Conference Center and on the 8th at the National Stadium. This is going to be huge, but we will play this song by Rebecca Arthur Wright, popularly known as Rebecca Jesus Conker. But let's go first to Yope in the Remix by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania.
Otimbi na Kimbelio. Jean-Paul Bichouet.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Somebody here.
Somebody, yes, the sound of Rebecca Ethel Wright, Sierra Leone's international gospel recording artist, all gearing up for the One Nation concert in Sierra Leone on the 7th and the 8th of March. And before that, Yope in the remix by Inus of the Democratic Republic of Congo, featuring Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. And a big thank you to King Milan and the Great Walpolians for joining us on the show today. Beautiful interview, by the way, and it's great. We'll be getting back with you guys, okay? Until then, I'm David Vander here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Somebody here today.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm